Blog Talk Radio.
Tall and screw up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night.
To welcome you all on this Tuesday night. It's hot out here in New Mexico. I got the AC blaring. And I tell you what, it has been a wild, crazy Tuesday on this evening and everything. We got a school shooting that went on and everything and some other stuff. It's getting crazier and crazier. Hey there, guys. How's it doing, Wrestling Virgil?
Doing good tonight. Just sitting over here in South Central Texas, watching it rain like a cow pissing on a flat rock.
Sound like you're having the same afternoon I am.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. And, you know, it's really funny, man. The big rain is supposed to hit tomorrow and Friday, right? Thursday and Friday, right? There was a 30% chance of rain today, okay? Well, it's been 30% like a son of a bitch since about 11 o'clock today. So you look at that. Okay, you take your basic weather forecast. What, these guys are right maybe 50% of the time? That's day-to-day. I mean, they're forecasting 24 hours in advance. Now, these fuckers are going to sit there and tell us they know what's going to happen with the weather 12 years from now? I mean...
right. I knew you were going that route. Hey, we got 12 years to live, everybody. Oh, gosh. But I tell you, I've been watching and everything. And these Democrats, man, I tell you what, they're full-scale retard right now. You know, they're going after Trump's tax returns, going after Trump's tax guy that handles it. They're going after everything, you know. And it's like, you know, and he doesn't by law has to show his tax returns. But here's the thing: I like to see Nancy Pelosi's tax returns. I like to see Al Green's tax returns. I like to see Mr. Cummins' tax returns. You know, see where they're getting all that money.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've said this before, and I think Virgil and I are on the same page on this, man. You know, I could give a fuck less about a billionaire. We're talking a multi-billionaire who made his money working for him. I could give a shit less about his taxes, all right? Zero. What I'm more concerned about is the people in Congress, all right? So 1%, 1% of the American population is millionaire or more. One percent, all right? Nationwide average, right? So somebody explain to me how these motherfuckers, we have 50% of Congress, which consists of the House of Representatives and the Senate. 50% of them are millionaires, and they all went there fucking broke. So tell me how they got there on $170,000 a year. They make $170,000 a year, and Nancy Pelosi, I don't know, you hear anything from, you know, 95 to 130 million. Same thing with
Russell, we all know it's all kickbacks. Drug money being paid off, briberies, you know, the same old, same old. We all know it, but we want to see free posts. I bet you they would shit their pants if they had to fork over all the tax finances, you know, and everything. Because, you know, I bet you $1 million that you could look at the Maxine Waters.
Yeah,
you know,
she's been awful damn quiet lately.
Yep, she hasn't opened her mouth in a while. I was thinking that today. And Ruth is still missing. Where's Ruth at?
Ruth is dead. In a fucking doornail, man. She's working from home, through a laptop, sending in her shit and stuff. Dude, that's so reeks of a cover-up, man. If she's not dead, she's on life support. That's nothing but her staff and what do they call them? Clerks doing that shit, man. At the behest of the Democrat Party,
Didn't y'all see the movie Men? Didn't y'all see the movie Men in Black? She ain't dead. She just went home.
Just like Elvis, you know, he was supposed to be dead, but he just left home after he did a recording, you know. But, you know, it's like Justin, your friend Justin, was just saying now, and this is true. I was reading this today. The illegals are now wearing Marine uniforms coming into the border. Did you catch that earlier? I personally didn't see that.
I can't say I saw that. But, you know, bringing up Elvis and stuff like that, I mean, what if you could pick one or two ways to go, you know, one would be drunk riding a 20-year-old. And the other one would be on the crapper taking a good dump. So I think Elvis, you know, say what you want to, but he went out in a good way.
Yeah, he did. And we had Elvis sightings for, what, 50, 60 years there, you know? People are still spotting them.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But really, the reason why the Democrats are doing this is because they're so afraid that Trump's going to get that new judge in there. They know that once the new judge replaces her, they're fucked. The rest of the show's rated R tonight, so you can say whatever you want. But they're fucked, and they know it.
I would not be a bit surprised at that, but I mean, with all the corruption covered up and everything we've seen, I mean, would that really surprise anyone? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Would that surprise anyone? No, it wouldn't.
I want to answer Mike Cobb's question. And, you know, he's like, well, we're being overfilled and everything, and he wants to know where Trump's at. And, Mike, what's going on is Trump is sending these illegals into these sanctuary cities. He's going to fill them up so they start begging for help. Okay? We're starting to see it here and up in Santa Fe right now.
I don't even want to hear that bullshit. If Trump is doing that, he's as big of a freaking problem as the Democrats are. They should not be allowed to set foot on this.
But here's the catch, Russell. These idiots want him here, so why not send him over there to them? Let them deal with it. That'd be their problem.
Whole damn point. That's a kind of freaking. Neo-conservatives. I voted for Obama twice, but I'm a conservative, and I know everything now. People even listen to that.
Right.
He's allowed them into the country. He's allowed them into the country, putting them in sanctuary cities. That is as big a part of the problem as Democrats are.
Yeah, I know it, and I agree, but, you know, damned if you do and damned if you don't. You know, and everything. But, you know, besides all that, you know, it's, you know, just today alone, all the craziness that went on and you know, we had another massacre shooting or attempted massacre school shooting up in Colorado. Yeah, we're due for a massacre.
Y'all know that's a very, very sore spot with me. Virgil, am I wrong in that assumption?
No, you're not, Russell. You're not. I mean, they need to be, instead of this housing them and everything, Joseph the breathing, instead of this letting them in and putting them in these detention centers and everything, as soon as they catch them, they need to bust them right back across the border.
Yeah, but
they need to bust them right back across the border. There's this stuff that's made by Valero Refinery. Mm-hmm. It's non-toxic, but they put this stuff in untaxed diesel fuel. Okay, it's the red dye. And if you get this stuff on you, you better fall in love with it for about a year, because that's how long you're going to wear it. And that's what they need to do. They need to take them, spray them down with this red dye, and send them back across the border, and then they'll know exactly who they are, where they came from, whenever they try it again.
Mm-hmm. Either that or microchip them, like they're trying to do us, you know.
they'll cut the microchips out. They'll cut the microchips out and sell them for delay windshield wiper parts.
Right. But you know,
well,
I agree with you.
I honestly think the best idea I heard in a while, and this was, I don't know, this was a while back, a year ago, year and a half ago, 2 years ago. The gator population is completely out of control again. So what if they just load up the gators on some 18-wheeler box van and just drop them right into the Rio Grande River?
I'll go one better. Why not go down to South America? All you got to do is get about 1,000 piranha and dump in that Rio Grande River, and within 6 months, the way they breed, I guarantee you, you're going to find a bunch of skeletons at the bottom of there.
Might not even find them.
I mean,
you know, but it's like your friend Justice said, deport them, fly them in, and parachute them out somewhere.
Now, them parachutes cost money. Them parachutes cost money, believe me.
Yeah, you know, deport them on a deserted island way far away somewhere to let them try to figure it out. So, but you know, that this is a pure invasion, and it's just gonna get worse and worse, you know, and everything. But it's like here in New Mexico, you know, we're feeling it right now. You know, we're really feeling it, and stuff.
So. It's not the Border Patrol's fault. It's not ICE's fault. It's not Homeland Security's fault. These people, they're underfunded, okay, for one thing, for this situation. And they're being overwhelmed. You know, I mean, they just have so much manpower and just so much space to deal with this.
Yep.
And it's becoming a very, very major problem.
It is. And that Border Patrol agent I spoke to yesterday verified that. But that poor guy, I'm serious, guys. He broke down crying while he was talking to me. And I told him, I said, you know what? We're here for you. We support you 100%. We know what you're going through. You know?
I mean, I saw it firsthand today.
Yeah.
I saw it firsthand today, myself with my own eyes. I saw it firsthand today when I had to go to Baton Rouge today and go to the Homeland Security office and had that sit down. You know, there were two ICE agents in there, and, you know, I overheard the conversation, you know. Well, call here, see if we can put him here. So call there, see if we can put him there. You know, they had caught one, and they were holding him at the detention center in Baton Rouge, and they just couldn't find a place to put him.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't find a place to put him.
I mean, you can talk about it any way you want to, but at this point, there's absolutely no reason for not sealing off the border.
Oh, absolutely,
Give me one reason why that border shouldn't be shut down tighter than Dick's hat band.
Yep.
Well, the thing is, Russell, over there in Iraq, we built walls around whole cities. Whole cities. And shut down the terrorist motivation movements. I got an echo back there.
That's not me. It's not Joe. He's not on here.
But it's gone now. But there's no, you know, you can build all the walls you want. If you don't reinforce it with troops, it's just a bunch of fancy scrap iron. That's all it is. That is all it is.
Well, exactly. That's my point exactly. We need to have boots on the ground. That needs to be shut down. And I guarantee you, within 90 days, if you shut that border down, Mexico would be in a friggin' panic.
The drug cartels. Well, that's like the guy in Tijuana is there. Even 3 days.
The drug cartel would be busting these son of a bitches back to Central and South America.
Yep.
All right.
Looks like the guy that he wanted to, even 24 hours, it'll make a huge crush. It'll make a huge difference. You know, for 24 hours, it'll cause more damage down there, you know, in that part. But I agree.
No, well, 3-4 hours ain't going to do nothing. But
well,
if you secure that border and shut it down to everything, and the only thing that could run through the port of entry would be military and long haulers, truckers. Keep all that moving. But you got nothing but truckers running through there. You're keeping everything going, and you can check every truck that comes through there. Have the dogs walk by, give them a good sniffing, and wave them too. Am I wrong?
Well, I mean, no, you're not wrong, but the thing is, what I had, we sat down in there for about 2 hours. It took about maybe 15 minutes to get everything straight that I went in there for, but I stayed there and we talked for about a good 2 hours. And the things this guy told me, he didn't mention any names or anything, but this just to explain to everybody what went on. Someone ordered some kind of way my name got on a list, and it got sent to China for the purchase of a part to make a Glock pistol select fire, semi and fully automatic. Now, they had the part. It got stopped in New York is where they caught it. And they shipped it down here to Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I held the part in my hand. And let me tell you something. This was not a hunk of junk. This was a very well-made, machine-made part. It has the Glock logo on the back of it in white, just like it would have come from the factory at Glock in Austria. And, I mean, it was just as smooth, and, I mean, it was sweet.
Mm-hmm.
It was a sweet little part made. And they are busting these things coming into the country by the thousands.
Mm-hmm.
And as they're coming in, the people that's names are on these lists, they're running these names and doing background checks on them. And you got guys that are on parole that ordered these things. They proved that they ordered them. You have not only that from China, but you have weapons going up to Minnesota that's trying to get shipped in from all parts of overseas in the Middle East and everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
For these Muslim terrorists, they're playing hell tracking these guys down.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it's something. And we talked about the organization that I'm a member of, Truckers Against Trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he never heard of it before. I said, yeah. I said, you know. And I gave him some information on it. And he said, well, you keep my card. He said, if you see something, you know, you call me directly. I said, that's no
mm-hmm.
problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the ICE guys came in there, and I told them, I joked around with them. I said, look, I said, y'all want to make your job a lot easier. I said, all y'all got to do is go to any Walmart, especially right there in Brulee, Louisiana, and sit there by the money center and wait for them to MoneyGram money back to Mexico and check their immigration status. I guarantee you'll get 30 or 40 a day. And they just laughed and whatever. And when I got ready to leave, I said, look, I said, I asked the Homeland Security guys, and there's three of them. I said, look, if I sign a piece of paper saying I'll only use that thing at Muslim mosques that recruit terrorists here in Louisiana. I said, will you let me keep it? He said, I wish I could. And the boy, they all started laughing. But I was treated, but I got to give them this. I was treated very intelligently. I was treated very respectfully. They explained everything that was going on. They took my information. They took my side of the story, and they took time to verify it and everything else. And he, I just signed a piece of paper saying that I made no claim to the item and that I gave permission to the Department of Homeland Security to have it dismantled and destroyed. And that's all it was. And but I was treated with the utmost respect by these people. They were good people. They weren't militant. They weren't pulling their Jack Webb or Sipowitz on me in the room. I wasn't brought in an interrogation room. We were brought in a nice room, comfortable chairs and everything. Mm-hmm. And but it's just a problem. And the only thing we can figure out is because I order gun parts and that the sites are being subject to getting hacked or somebody's giving out some information and all, they're flooding the United States with these items. And some of them are getting through. Some of them are getting through. Some of them are getting through. They're looking for some really, really bad people that have gotten a hold of these things. And one of them is in Gonzales, and he had a juvenile record. Didn't mention no names. He had a juvenile record. He did juvenile life for second degree murder, and he's a gang member. So his got through, and they're looking for him in Gonzales, Louisiana.
If he's there.
A couple of them in Shreveport. There's a couple of them in Shreveport they're looking for, and there's quite a few out in Russell's neck of the woods that they're looking for.
Wow.
And especially, especially in Texas. Especially in Texas and other places They're in Memphis. They tracked one down that actually got installed into a pistol and was used in a murder. And I mean, he's they're very adamant. The ATF is they're doing overtime on this, trying to get these things off the street and keep them from coming in, getting in the wrong hands and everything. Because what they're afraid of, they've had juveniles. They've had parents come in there with their children, teenagers that have ordered these things, and their parents didn't even know they had a gun, much less a Glock.
Wow.
And found this out, and they're worried about one of these kids getting a hold of this thing and installing it and doing some really, really serious damage in a school with it. So, I mean, this is a very serious situation from what they explained to me, and they're taking it very serious too. So, guys, just be careful when you order stuff off of the internet, because whether you're ordering magazines, barrels, six position stocks, upper receivers, lower receivers, your name is out there, and you could be put on it. You could be getting a card in your door or a letter in the mail or a visit from them, just like I did.
Did the Homeland Security say that they're doing it on the black web?
Well, they're doing this on the black web, and they're doing it on a regular website. He showed me the website that they were doing it on like Yahoo or Google or whatever, and they showed it. It was taken down. And what they're advertising, what they're packaging it in, they're packaging it under the label of either a transistor, like an electrical part, or some kind of little multi-tool. But when you open up the package, it's got Glock written on the back of it. And, I mean, it is solid aluminum. It is well-made. It is not a rinky-dink-ass piece of plastic bump stock type bullshit deal. I mean, this is quality work here we're talking about. Quality work. I mean, it's like the factory made this shit themselves.
Wow. It sounds to me like the terrorists are finding ways to sneak these into the other terrorist organization, like Antifa or something.
Well, we talked about that, too. We talked about that, too. You know, I said, you know, it sounds like these jihadists are trying to get this into these terrorists that then snuck in the country. And he said, yes. He said, we are definitely working that angle. He said, I can't mention anything specifics about it. He said, but that is a positive assessment, Mr. Spradges. So, you know.
Yeah.
So, everybody, they're out there. Everybody, they're amongst us. Don't take any chances. Don't take any chances. As the saying goes, better to be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's just my opinion.
You didn't ask nothing about these jihadi training camps, did you? These compounds.
No, he wouldn't go into any specifics about anything such as that, because that is also, that's concerning all three organizations, the ATF, well, all four, really, the ATF, FBI, ICE, and Homeland Security. So that's going on. But I asked him, but I did ask him this. I said, you know, you hear all kind of rumors and this, that, and the other, and he was a pretty nice young fella. And, you know, I always look people in the eye when I ask them questions because, you know, the answer they give, the eyes don't lie.
Uh-huh.
I said, are y'all gearing up to confiscate people's weapons, guns? He said, Mr. Spradges, regardless of what you hear, we have no intention of getting ourselves killed trying to confiscate weapons from people.
Mm-hmm.
He said, unless they're illegal weapons.
Right.
He said, do you have any illegal weapons? I said, no, I don't. I said, my AR-15s have binary trigger systems in them, but that's legal. He said, yes, that is legal.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was very open. He was very open with me. I was very open with him. But he said that we wouldn't even attempt to do that. He said, we don't have enough agents to do what we have to do now. He said, if we try to confiscate weapons from people, he said, we'd probably lose 60% of our agents to getting killed by people. And, you know, so, and he was there. I looked him dead in the eye, and as far, you know, I don't know whether somebody's lying to him and he thinks they're telling the truth, but as far as I can see, he was very honest and forward with me, but he would not answer anything about any type of investigation on any type of terrorist cells or training camps.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't be. He would not be specific. He was very vague on it.
Well, we know they're here. We know that, you know, and everything. And I'm just glad that, you know, people like him. But there's not too many in the agency you can trust, you know, and everything. But my main concern is this. If this could happen to you, this could happen to anybody.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I live in a turbocharged bug tussle down here. I mean, Grosse Tête, Louisiana. I mean, this is like, you know, I mean, I don't have to turn on the news to find out what's going on. I just have to drive to the truck stop and talk to them women work behind the counter. I'll find out more information than anybody would ever know.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you know,
I'll find out who the gay people in town, who the crackheads in town, who's sleeping with whose wife. Who's the baby's daddy? Who might be the baby's daddy? You know, you want to find out any information, just go to Tiger Truck Stop on I-10. It's better than World News Tonight.
Right, right. You know, but I tell you, you know, this is getting, this place is, it's getting crazier and crazier out there, you know.
Well, I mean, down here in Louisiana, especially around, if you get around some elderly Cajun people, if the conversation goes from English to Cajun French within a matter of seconds, that's some serious shit going on, bro. There's some serious shit going on.
Yep. So, and we see it all the time, you know, and everything. But you know, this is wow. I'm kind of surprised it happened to you, really, you know, and everything. Just, but it makes you wonder how many jobs or if anybody that was innocent.
They had one guy in Baton Rouge. I mean, in Denham Springs, they got one in the mail, and he brought it to a gun shop, to a prominent gun shop in Baton Rouge named, called Jim's Firearms. And this is a high polluting. This is not for the, you know, this is not your just drive by on the corner in a red light district pawn shop. I mean, this is a prestigious gun shop. He's got some expensive guns in there. And he went in there and he told him he wanted to install a safety on his Glock. He tried to pull some bullshit and hand it to him, and they looked at it, and in about 10 seconds, they told him to get the fuck out of the shop with that. That was not a safety device. That shit was illegal. And they called ATF on his ass.
Wow.
And he had to go turn it in, or they was coming after him.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know, stupid is, stupid does.
Yeah. Well, it's like your friend Justin was just saying too, you know, he's been cracked, he's been talking and everything, but it's like, you know, we know there are cells all over the place, like sleeper cells, you know, Islamics and all that, just waiting. And we haven't seen very much of them, but the time's almost here because, you know, we're getting so flooded here in the United States. We got all kinds of sneaking in here in the country. So
I did confirm that the children that are being brought across the border, a fair percentage of them, okay, they fingerprint these kids. They fingerprint them. They take palm prints of them. And some of these kids, not once, not twice, they got some of them, they have caught five times with different people saying that that was their child, and that it's not their child. And I did confirm that is being done. That is being done. They're shipping these children back across the border. Somebody else is snatching them up, bringing them right back over here. Oh, I got a child with me. I'm still wanting asylum and all of this.
Mm-hmm. What about those parents? Never mind. I don't even want to know. That makes me mad,
The real parents.
The real parents of the children. I mean, you know, it seems to me like
they're saying they're getting reports that the drug cartels are buying or renting these children from the parents.
Well, you remember we talked about that the other day and you questioned that. Well, now it's been confirmed by you now that this is real.
And this came directly from two ICE agents in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. One worked Baton Rouge, one worked New Orleans, but they were both working together trying to find out where to put this guy they had caught. He's got a criminal pass from somewhere in Honduras, and they were trying to figure out where to put him. They tried to call Oakdale Detention Center, which is a federal detention center here in Louisiana. They're full. They're still holding Cubans from the flotilla.
Wow.
In their prison. So, and they've got their hands full. I mean, it's just, you know, Fort Worth, that's a minimum security. They can't send them there. Atlanta Federal, they're max to capacity. And I mean, it's just, they don't know what to do with them. There's such an influx of them. And the way the immigration law reads, you know, a lot of them that don't have criminal records and don't seem to be a threat, after 20 days, they got to release them.
Yeah.
You know, that's the law. That's the law.
Yep.
They would not have to do that if they didn't step foot on American soil.
That is exactly right, Russell. And I told them. I asked them all about that. I said, we want troops on the border. He said, we want military troops on the border. We want to shut the border down. But the way they were talking, they wouldn't go into specifics because they can't. They'll lose their job, you know. But they're not too enthusiastic about Washington doing that. I mean, it's more of a political fight than fighting an invasion. I mean, we're having more of a political fight.
It's a big dog and pony show. A big dog and pony show. That's all it is.
I mean, I thought the president, the Constitution I read, the laws that I know, says that the president has the power to use the United States Marine Corps, that is his personal muscle, anytime, anywhere he wants, without permission of the Congress.
And he can. But
now,
the Congress is saying, oh, no, he can't do that, but he can.
Well, they're trying to say, no, you cannot do that because you cannot use the military against its own citizens. These are not citizens. These are not citizens.
Right.
And the courts have no business. The courts have no business producing or promoting or instigating national security policy for the United States. They're overstepping
exactly.
the pay grade on this.
Yep. And here's the other thing. I'm glad you brought that up. Here's the other thing. I've been arguing with liberals about this for days in and days out. I have, and everybody has. We're going to get some things straight right here on the air, okay? For rule number one, an illegal is an illegal. Just because he's got court papers does not make him an American citizen. He is still illegal. All right? But... He's in the United States. He's legal. No, he's not. He just has court papers to appear in court. It takes years to get your citizenship. It takes 2 years to get your green card. I know the process. I've been through it. Okay. But I've been hearing this word going
well,
wrong for days, and it's like, you know.
Well, it's not only ICE. It's not only Homeland Security, and it's not only Border Patrol, but now we have DOT, Department of Transportation, and heavy vehicle enforcement with these Highway Patrol and State Trooper, State Police agencies. They are making massive shutdowns of trucks that have drivers that cannot speak English. And that is a DOT requirement that you have to speak English to drive a truck in the United States.
Yep.
And they're pulling over drivers that can't speak a word of English, shutting them down, towing the trucks off. I mean, it's
well, you know what I've been seeing over here lately, and me and my roommate, everybody's
and they're trying to figure out. The majority of them are getting their CDL license in either California or New York.
That's because they get those free driver's license down there. But it's like we're seeing here, I've been noticing vehicles, and I haven't really noticed it that much till recently, But we're seeing them coming in all the way from Chihuahua, Mexico, at Chippa, with license plates out here. I'm like, really? I mean, by a lot. Not just by one or two cars. I've seen a lot of them up here.
Well, we see that all the time here in Louisiana. We see them all the time in Louisiana. They go to these auto auctions, and I mean, if they see, you know, they get in. This is the funniest shit in the world, Russell. You think midget pole dancers are funny? Okay, come to Louisiana and go to these auto auctions that they hold. And I tell you what, find you five, just five, ragged out to the max little Ford Ranger trucks. and watch them bid on these trucks. And let me tell you what, if somebody outbids the other one, they got to break up fist fights at these auctions behind this shit. I'm not lying to you people. They will get into fist fights over these ragged out Ford Rangers. I have seen them buy school buses, tear out all the seats, undo the rivets, drill the rivets out of the back of the school bus, remove the whole back of the school bus, put two Ford Ranger trucks inside the school bus, bunch of screws and nuts, and shut the back of the school bus off, then tow two more behind that, all the way from Slidell, Louisiana, to the border.
Yep. Wow. I've actually seen some of that around here. I have seen that. Actually, well, you know what I saw today? I should have taken a picture of it, but my phone was dead. I was at Walmart, and I saw a car. Okay, it was a beat-up car. I believe it was a Sentra or something like that. And for body work, they used 1x6s for body work all the way around. I'm like,
okay. Yeah.
Did that come from a Mexican or what? You know?
But here's the thing. They're coming here with money, American money, from across the border. On a 3-day pass to go to these auctions and buy these vehicles and bring them right back across to the border again. Okay, what are they doing with them? There's got to be jobs. There's got to be, if there's money down there to do that, there's got to be jobs and whatever. I mean, what is the hard on about coming across the border to the United States and just living on the streets? Because they're going to run out of room eventually. They're going to run out of Section 8 housing. And you got to have an address in order to get a government check.
Well, you know what they did here in New Mexico? That actually got a lot of people pissed off. They should have thought of this a long time ago. They kicked out the 4-H girls that were, they usually have their sponsors, you know, they have their events and everything at the Expo Square. Well, they had to kick the girls out to accommodate these illegals. But now these Girl Scouts have to go to Las Cruces, New Mexico, to hold their event.
Well, there's a big protest. There's a big protest going on somewhere. I think it's in Colorado or wherever about this. This teenager that's supposed to graduate in 2 weeks, and he got pulled over on a traffic stop and didn't have a license, didn't have this, didn't have that, and he finally told a deputy that he was in the United States illegally. He came here as a little child with his parents, and so now the Border Patrol has him detained, and now there's a big protest. Oh, he should be allowed to graduate high school. He should be allowed should be allowed that.
That
I mean, this was all over the news.
Yeah, was that one of the articles you tagged me in? Because I saw something like that, I believe.
No,
when I read it.
No,
okay.
I didn't tag in, and I saw it on my local news when I was watching the 6 o'clock news because they're looking for, they're still looking for that guy that shot that, accidentally
well,
shot that.
If,
to 14-year-old boy down there in Plaquemines.
See if you agree with me, Russell. To be on an honest level, I see protesting coming all over the streets and riots because of the illegals. I see it. I'm starting to see it.
Well, I mean, they're already doing it now. They're already doing it now. There's pros, there's cons, but like Russell said, it's all a big dog and pony show. Until you put the military to back that wall up, one verbal warning, get your ass back across the border.
Mm-hmm.
Give them a warning shot.
Then
after that, do like the Israelis do. You know, after they pop the gas and they give them the warning, hey, you start sending projectiles down the field. You know, I mean, you do what you got to do.
Yep, exactly.
You know, I feel bad. You know, about the collateral. I feel bad. You know, if there's collateral damage, you know, in the form of children, but. I mean, we did not create this problem. We did not instigate this problem, regardless of what AOC is saying and all her bullshit. You know, we have laws in this country. I have to obey the law. Russell has to obey the law. You have to obey the law.
Mm-hmm.
The law applies to everyone. You know,
if we pulled half the shit that they're pulling, Virgil Russell, we'd be locked up. You know,
we'd be under the jail.
Oh yeah,
we'd be under the jail.
Oh yeah, you know, and everything. So, but hey, we got to go on a real fast break and everything, and we'll be right back. But it's like Justin.
Okay,
guys,
I'm gonna let y'all take it because I got to get up early in the morning and I got to load up.
Right.
And I got to go to Farmer City, Illinois.
All right.
So
we'll
catch y'all Thursday.
Well, you be careful and have a safe trip out and everything and stuff. I'm glad we didn't have to get bail money to get you out because we would.
Yeah, I'm glad too. I'm glad too.
You know,
I'm glad too.
Russell, do you want to?
You
want to hang in for another?
I sure will.
You want to hang in for another hour, or do you want to call it early, or is it? We'll let you call the shots tonight.
I tell you what, man, I just see the rabbit up because I got an early day too. But you do right. What you want to do. I'll hang.
All right. Well,
but
go ahead.
I can stand to get a good night.
Dude, I'm the same way. I had a rough day today, and I'm like wore out myself, you know. So, but we'll come back on Thursday night and everything, and then who knows? We'll see some more shit in the news and stuff, you know. See what's going to happen.
Oh, guaranteed.
Guaranteed. Oh, yeah. This is entertaining, so grab your popcorn, everybody. You know, this is entertaining to watch, you know. And they're still going after Barr. They're going to try to get him in contempt, try to prosecute him and this and that. You know, it's not going to go anywhere, so no worries. But anyhow, so we'll come back on Thursday night.
Well, make sure you watch how you say that, you know, because you almost made it sound like they're going to prostitute him, and then you'll get Kamala Harris raising hell, you know, saying that he's working her side of the street.
Right,
you know?
Right. Well, they're trying to do that, Virgil. And what can they prosecute Barr on, really? Come on. You know, we'll talk about this Thursday night, so we'll go ahead and sign off. Honestly, I am wiped out. I had a really bad, really rough day today and everything. So, but I feel you. So, we'll go ahead and come on Thursday night. So, we'll go ahead and sign off, and we'll see you guys then, all right? You guys be careful and have a good
night. All right. You too.
Good night, America.
Good night, America.
And Justin says he loves you, Virgil.
I ain't doing nothing without a couple of drinks and him buying me dinner.
Five years, I'm a lot. life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of the brotherhood of man, or whatever that means. Into a crisis times when I'm lying in bed to do, get it all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. Into a wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath.